The burning. Men hoisted spears, shields, and swords, cantering from the trees and circling the house. They pounded about the yard, blood up, bent on revenge after zigzagging lies. No one saw the truth, past or future, except the seer who'd gathered his family inside, his warrior sons and wife, no less fierce, and allies from the farthing for stouter defense. The saga turned on a choice. Because the lodge was nearly impenetrable, the attackers could ride away and face payback to come, or destroy all by fire and face God for this shameful offense. The offenders burned it all down. The order for the wasting raised the question of what trolls and berserks had crashed the party to allow this. The party didn't count on someone escaping. As flames ravaged the home, the sons inside urged their brother-in-law Kari to flee. Reluctant at first, he agreed, vowing to honor them as their avenging angel. When the gable walls of the house collapsed and smoke fell heavily on the frame that stood, Kari hurled a flaming timber from the roof, backing the assailants off his flight to the forest. He leapt to the ground, hair and clothes on fire, spirited to the trees by his righteous new purpose. A warrior supreme, he would settle scores for the godless burning of the seer and the family he loved. First, a legal case was brought in the assembly, and its wrenching back and forth led to a settlement. Lives valued, payments, burners banished. It wasn't enough for Kari. His feud remained. He trailed the burners and brought them death and fear of death until he went so far his pursuit became a pilgrimage, seeking honor in the man who'd ordered the seer's house defiled. The burner welcomed him, and they reconciled and turned from the bloody games. Sam S. Dodd.